I'm here with Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press and Tim Hoover with the Denver Post. We've had a lot of big issues already come through this session. Ivan, you know, what's your sense of how things are going and how would you describe the session so far?
It's been very fast-paced. There have been a lot of big issues that last year dominated a lot of the debate that have already cleared both chambers and are waiting the governor's signature, and that's the tuition bill for illegal immigrants to lower tuition rates for them, allow them to go to college paying the in-state rates, and also civil unions, which has been one of the most emotional, most contentious topics the last three sessions, also has already cleared both chambers and is waiting the governor's signature. We've had a lot of gun legislation also has already been debated, like limiting ammunition magazine sizes.
And Tim, I know you've covered several sessions. Why do you think this is a session that has so many big issues, like Ivan was mentioning, and we'll preview a little bit later in this discussion some of the issues still coming up?
Well, some of it is just because a lot of the issues had kind of accumulated and were in a sort of a holding pattern, if you will. So civil unions didn't pass under the Republican House. And there were several other issues that are just sort of timely. Voters passed Amendment 64. Lawmakers have to deal with it, that kind of thing. But a lot of it is just the fact that Democrats now, they scored really impressive, pretty victorious wins in the 2012 cycle. And they are gambling that they're going to hold on to this. And stuff that they're doing is not an overreach. We had, of course, Aurora and Sandy Hook, and so they've used that as a license, if you will, to pass a comprehensive gun package. Anyway, so some of it's timing, and a lot of it is just the fact that Democrats believe that they have really solid majorities and that they're going to be able to keep them. And so for that reason, we have a landmark session that we're covering.
And it's not like we're at the end of the session. We still have a lot of issues coming up. Tim mentioned Amendment 64. They have to craft regulations for a whole new industry in the state. Ivan, touch on some of the other big issues they'll be grappling with.
Well, marijuana is definitely a big one. We're expecting discussion over whether to repeal the death penalty. And there's going to be issues around fracking and local versus state control and how to regulate that booming industry. And we are still waiting for the budget, which we will see and be covering in the next couple of weeks. So, you know, there's still a lot left to be covering, and including an overhaul of the state's decades-old school finance act system, which could result ultimately in voters deciding whether to fund a tax increase to implement this new system.
Tim, you mentioned this being a very epic session, divisive issues, complex issues, and issues that the public really cares about, and Democrats pushing this stuff through. It seems like the agenda is coming from Democratic lawmakers and not the governor. Is that your sense?
Oh, yeah. The governor would probably much prefer that it not be so epic, because now he's going to be faced with signing or vetoing potentially a lot of huge issues that had never come close to his desk in the prior 2 years under a divided legislature.
Thanks. That was Tim Hoover with the Denver Post and Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland, and this is Capital Conversation.